Yes, this is the podcast. Thank you for downloading. This is what happened on the show today for you to enjoy. Well, have you got gloves on?
Yes.
What? I wear driving gloves.
So what?
So I wear gloves when I drive because I don't like sunspots on the back of your hands because that's what ages you.
Oh, so you've got one on each.
I brought them in and they're just half gloves. So, yeah, your fingers are free. And I have them in the studio. And what's your name? Stav has put one on and I've got the other.
Yeah, it was a team thing until she forgot my name.
Okay. Hey, Big Show, you are going to learn a new term. I'm very excited by it. I think ladies are going to love it. It's called heap-eating.
You're also going to learn a new term.
Stop it.
It's
Stop
called
it.
Heap-eating. I think yes. The girls are going to love it.
Yes.
Yeah. Could you imagine if men tried to come out and say something like that about women, the uproar about us?
You do.
That would go.
You've called nagging bitch.
Yeah, but if I did a study on it and put it out there on news.com, that would be the end of me.
I'd have to move to Stop Guatemala. Your whinging. Guys, oh, you complain, don't you?
I'm not sure what she's talking about.
Who? Who are you talking? Who?
What's your name?
Abby. Hey. Whatever you want it to be. Sorry, it's a famous line.
Chesty LaRue.
All right, let's roll the podcast in the middle of it so you get the letters for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks. Here we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha. The Bunker.
The Bunker, it could happen at any time. An alarm will go off. We don't know when. When this thing rings, that means we are live on the air until 9 a.m. the following day.
Yes. I was, because obviously we need to be ready. So I was shopping for supplies yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy said to me, why are you buying all this stuff? I said, I'm going into a bunker. And he said, oh, is that for the radio or just for fun? I was like,
both.
Just for fun, mate.
No, didn't you hear?
I was like, yeah, haven't you heard?
Nuclear war. Now, the reason we're doing it is because we've thought, you know, Saturday was meant to be the end of the world.
Yes, apparently that is still happening, just what? Slower.
Yeah. He said it's not happening on Saturday, but there are a lot of events that are coming that's going to end.
He's already done. Oopsie, changed my mind.
Exactly.
That, of course, we're living on a precipice. Any day, Kim Jong-un or Donald Trump could slip and push the button and it would all be over.
And Stav for years has been preparing for a zombie apocalypse. So we're covering every basis and I just want a night away from the kids.
So what's going to happen is we'll be stuck in this room live on the air. Yeah. But what does that entail? Because obviously we're sort of pretending and our producers are orchestrating this whole thing behind the scenes like any good reality show.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on we don't know about. We've got Candy in the studio with us now because we need to talk about the rules and regulations of the bunker.
Mm. And anyone can call up on 131060 if you think there is a rule. If you go, hey, it's 24 hours. I think you guys should go without this or this isn't allowed to be brought in. You can call up with what you think the rule should be. 131060.
Okay, so your first rule is no phone chargers.
What? I've just packed two.
Yep, they're going to be gone. We're taking
them. Why did you pack two?
Because her battery runs out.
My battery runs out, so
I've
got
that. That's a very good point, though. Why couldn't you use the same one?
No, because I thought we might
not
have...
I asked the question.
No, sorry, I thought we might not have power, so I've got one of those that you just connect that you can go on with the plane.
Oh, like you got a battery one and then plug into the wall one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm prepared.
Yeah, what else you got?
The only time you are allowed to leave the studio is for toilet breaks, and you will be given a certain amount of toilet breaks that you are allowed to leave for.
Also, it's like, don't break the seal too early. Yep. Hold on to it. Yeah,
are
I like that.
You only allowed a certain amount?
Yes.
What's the number?
We'll reveal on the day.
Also, no curries in the lead up. Yeah. No curries for the rest of the week, just to be safe.
I'm doing all right there. I haven't eaten for 7 days, so I am good.
That's not, that can damage your bladder.
It's 24 hours.
Yeah, right, people.
Go in a bottle. I'll look the other way.
And then the last one is no sleeping.
No sleeping.
No sleeping.
Okay.
What if you can't help that? It's like people don't fall asleep at the wheel and crash their car on purpose.
Well, I feel like
it's
you've
like
got...
we could accidentally just fall asleep.
Can we meditate?
At the mic.
You've got each other to wake the other person up.
Okay.
But if they fall asleep, we can draw mustaches on them with a Sharpie and put their hand in a bowl of warm water.
Oh, that's fun.
Does that even work, though?
We'll find out when the bunker goes
that
down.
Works. Or is that a myth?
I don't know. We'll find out. Go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Okay, so those are the rules you've set for us. There'll be more, I imagine, as it goes on. But do we want to ask people what they think the rules should be?
Yeah, we want to know what else people think we should put on you guys.
Yeah, because I think there's going to be a rule about the amount of food that we can bring in. Or maybe we shouldn't bring any food at all.
No. I'm bringing in a spit roast. Is that cool?
No, come on, please. 131060, if anyone's got a rule that you think we should do, because you guys are going to be listening for 24 hours, maybe you won't, or 27.
Mm, okay.
Maybe you kind of go, I want to implement this.
Ooh, I'm doing a hungy. That'll be all right?
Where are you going to dig?
I'll bring in the. I'll bring in a pit.
Ah, I do like that. So 13, 10, 60. We're going to agree whatever anyone suggests right now.
No, okay, yes.
You're either all in or you're not.
Someone needs to call first because you said no one would call. So please call people.
Any rule that you want, 13, 10, 60, we guarantee we will take that on board.
I don't know if I like that.
What about if they say we're going to do it naked?
That's the risk you
run. Why would you give them that idea? Why would you throw that out there?
No, I wasn't.
Me and Stavis Sweet, we've got the desk to cover up us. The only one it affects is you.
I have done it before, and that is true. That is
13, 10, 60. Phones are open. The rules of the bunker will get you on. Oh, there's only guys calling. Jeff, Nathan, Peter, Sean. I think we know the rule, guys.
Troy and Caboolture, what's the rule?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Troy.
Unfortunately, I've got a good one for you. Mm-hmm. I know you're not allowed your chargers, but I think you should have your aeroplane mode turned on and your Wi-Fi off the whole time.
I don't agree to that.
I think I'm going to cry, Troy.
I know it'll affect you the most.
Yeah, it will affect me the most. What about an eBay when it's coming up to the purchase?
If you need any family emergency calls or anything, I'm sure the office can take them.
Yeah, well, they can call 13, 10, 60.
Okay, I better call some tube sites and make sure they know I'll be away for a while, otherwise they'll worry.
Belle. All right, done. Well, you're not going to do that when you're in the studio.
You had no idea what my plans were.
Belle,
you're going to have to go old school. You're going to have to bring mags. No one's had magazines in years.
Could we get the Target catalogue delivered to the studio, please?
Stop it, guys. Belle.
Time is just going to fly by.
Help us out. What's your rule that we are going to agree on?
Okay, this would kill me, but it's not me, so I'm going to sit back and enjoy it.
Yes.
You're not allowed to have any cooking utensils or any cooking equipment. You have to take all your food pre-prepared. Yep. So no hot plates, no heating up things, no electronic equipment at all.
Perfect. I agree, Belle, because we don't know if we're in a bunker whether we'd have electricity.
I think the bigger thing here, Belle, and I agree with you, though, but we're in the studio and it has fire alarms and they go off. So
done.
I had packed a Sunbeam and a slow cooker.
They're in my boot. You are not going to survive.
I was going to make a stew.
Imagine that. A slow cooker. We get to the end of the bunker and he goes, ding, hey, dinner's ready. You idiot.
It would be a celebration.
No, I think you have to pack like dry food or something. Jeff in Red Bank Plains, what's your rule?
Hey, I think if you guys are going to do it, you're going to need to be comfy, so no pants.
No pants.
Done. Jeff,
Abby can wear like satin boxes or something.
Thank you.
Well, she could wear a skirt.
Jeff, we're filming this, I think. Are we on Facebook Live the whole time?
Yeah, we will be, yeah.
What? It might get taken down. Rude content. Ooh.
No. Jeff doesn't care.
Jeff doesn't care.
Yeah, and Jeff, we've just been told we're not allowed to bring food in, and that'd be two sets of meat and two veg.
Liam.
It's going to be a long day.
It's going to be a very long day.
So
Liam.
Are we really doing no pants?
Yeah, we have to.
I suppose so.
We have to. This was your idea.
Sure, right, okay. No pants.
Okay.
Liv in Logan Village, what have you got for us? The rules of the bunker, we're setting them now.
No smoking, no caffeine, no bad stuff.
Yay, Liv! I like that one because I'm not on caffeine at the moment. Woo, 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 woo.
No smoking. Does that also mean no vaping?
No, it doesn't. She said no smoking.
No smoking. Are you legally able to vape in here?
Are you illegally able to vape in here?
You're not allowed to vape in here.
What's that?
You're not allowed to vape inside a building.
It's not going to happen.
Yes, Steph.
Yeah, no vaping.
No vaping.
Yeah, thanks, Liv, for your concerns.
Oh,
nothing's you've really hit a sore spot.
Nothing's really affected me at the moment. I think I'm going to be sweet. Yeah, caffeine, that's no biggie.
Oh, Maddie, that's hot. All right, Michelle in Northgate.
That's
what's
Michael,
the rule?
But that's okay.
Michael, okay. You know what? We are fighting and we haven't even started. What is going on with us this week?
I know.
Michael.
All right. Yep, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do you got?
All right, I'm thinking about in a real bunker, you would have only food that's been prepackaged or put there months, if not years ago. So. Mm. You can only bring into the bunker things that have a 1 or 2 year expiry date on it.
Okay.
So no sandwiches, no fruit, nothing.
No honey.
You mean canned baked beans or something?
But baked beans,
perfect.
Meals ready to eat, just long life stuff
that
you would find in a real bunker.
That's true.
Okay. Let me just pop down to Expired & Co. and go and shop for all that. Where are you going to get that from?
Can section. They're all, if you check baked beans, they last for like 2 years, 3 years.
All right. Sean in Southport, you are on the air, mate. What's your rule?
Oh, just touching on what everyone said, agreed with, you know, no grandma's lasagna, no roast chicken, you know, no spit roasting, you know, just packaged, you know, chips, that's it.
No.
No fruits, nothing exciting.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, all right.
How are you guys feeling now? Because since the rules have been going, you guys are getting less excited.
Brandon.
You all right?
I'll be fine.
Morning,
Brandon,
guys.
Last rule, mate, lock it in. What do you got?
No battery operated anything.
Well, there goes Abby's 24 hours.
No battery operated anything.
Yeah, that's correct. So no phones.
No laptops.
That means phones are out completely.
Well, we haven't got Wi-Fi, so why don't we just go without phones? There what else am I going to do with it? There goes your vape.
Brandon, that's just mean.
You can't vape in here. It's illegal. Mean.
It's not illegal.
But it is illegal to smoke inside a building.
Could you just tone it down a notch, please?
Hey, Champ, no one said you couldn't chew tobacco, though.
Oh, no, that's terrible for you. That is terrible for you.
Alrighty, we're going to put all these rules up on Facebook so everyone knows. The bunker, the alarm could go off at any time.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app. Be a
male, middle class and white. If you hear this, ladies, and it also annoys you, if you've been in this situation, please call 131060, because I heard a term today and I was like, finally they've put a word to it. It's called heap-eating.
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 And what it is, let's just say you're in a meeting at work.
Mm.
And you get a little bit nervous to speak up, but then finally you do. When all ideas are going around, you say your idea and no one really responds. And everyone just goes, uh-huh, and they keep going. And then shortly after, a guy says exactly the same thing and people go, great idea, mate.
So, Maddie, it's like when you're in a meeting and a woman says something and no one really hears it. But then when a man says it, everyone goes, you know what? That is a great idea.
Oh, really, mate?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's excellent.
Not only does it happen in workplaces, it also happens with my husband. I could be telling him about something and he'll go, hey, yeah, cool. And then a guy says that and he goes, oh, mate, that's a good idea. Even it could be something where I said, oh, hey, babe, you probably need to take a vitamin pill, like a multivitamin.
Mm.
And he won't listen. And then someone will go, you know, you're getting really sick, mate. I started taking a multivitamin. He goes, really? I should get that.
But I know what you've done there is you've set yourself up as vulnerable to make your point. It's not like chicks don't tell you all the time what to do. So maybe sometimes we just push a few of your things
you
to the side because
you
constantly at us like, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, even if it's a good thing.
Yeah. So what you're saying
constantly
is
you
don't listen to your female colleagues as much as what you do for a guy.
No, that is not true at all. Well, in fact, our big, big boss is a female.
Never heard a word she said. I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to be here.
This actually started from a...
You're not helping.
An astronomer? Yeah, so she started. She tweeted
it. You're
not
even listening to her.
The term is for when a woman suggests an idea and it's ignored, but then the guy says exactly the same thing and everyone loves it. Maybe you've got annoyed by it. If there's any girls out there that have been annoyed by it, 13, 10, 16.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't think it just happens to women. I think that's just an angry woman has come along and said, no one listens to me because maybe she's, you know.
Do you know honestly what I think it is?
What?
I don't think girls back themselves when they pitch things. I think they get a little bit nervous and they're like, oh, I don't want it to be a dumb idea. So they don't pitch it as strong and as confidently as a guy does. So when they do that, then they will listen to the guy. Don't you repeat me.
I have no idea what she's talking about, but I think she might be onto something.
It's called heap-eating. Now you can use it in your workplace.
I would use it in your workplace if you like the name heap-eating.
I don't know. I don't agree with it. I just think it's something that a woman has made up just because everyone's sick of hearing from her. That's just my vibes. They're my vibes.
She's sheep-laning.
Yes, sheep-laning. Let's write that down.
It's because you talk the whole meeting about everything that you think should happen, that no one gets another chance.
Do we need to roll tape? Do we? Do we need to roll tape on those meetings?
You should. It's like I'm not there.
You're not.
Candy Crush.
Go to Linda Candy Crush as you go. Well, in between all the mansplaining and the heap-eating and the she-moaning, there's no room for stabbing.
In Oxley, we've got Kelly. Heap-eating, is it a word that you're familiar with now?
Oh my gosh, it's literally my daily life. Mm. I work for the state government and I go to more meetings than I would care to remember. And I literally would come up with an idea. It's a really great idea and everyone literally just gives me this little nod. And then the dude sitting right next to me goes, I've got a really great idea. And everyone's going, oh my God, so innovative. What a great initiative. And I'm just like, really? Really, man?
It's like you've got to record it. You've got to record it and go, hey, let's go to repeat. Let's rewind.
Or I go back to those emails that I sent 3 weeks ago going, hey, remember when I said we should do this?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, Kelly. That's what will always happen. You'll always, do you put your head up after that and then go, I just said that. Yeah. Why did you not listen to me when I said that?
And see, when I do that, they just call me combative.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't hear anything.
I'm not being assertive. Oh my God, Sav, you're so mean.
Yeah. What? By the way, I'm looking forward to reading the Courier Mail tomorrow when it says, Stav Davidson killed by 50 women kicking him in the face.
It's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Only if a man comes up with the idea.
Well, next we've got someone that you'll be able to listen to then from Warner. We've got Brian. Brian. Heating. Is it a word that you now know?
Yeah, it's more like sheep eating, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My wife, when it comes to professional opinions, you need to repair something around the house or you've got an idea and you put your suggestion through and she goes, no. And then next day you find out that she's gotten a professional opinion.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said. And she goes, oh, how about we do this?
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
That's
sort of go, that's what I said.
Yeah, pro repeating.
Mm. We can't really use sheep eating. It's not a good enough term. It just sounds like you're having a lamb roast.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a better one, guys. We'll work on it.
Bella, you're in the Lockyer Valley. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't really believe that guy there. He's getting professional opinion. My boyfriend will just take anybody else's word for it.
Mm.
Like yesterday, we were trying to put a reverse camera in my car and we couldn't figure it out. And he's trying to dig into the back of it, dig the cords out. And I say to him, look, I really don't think that's a good idea. You need to stop. He goes, oh, I might just ring Jeff, who's his mum's boyfriend, and just see what he says. So he's still trying to dig into it, and Jeff says, oh, look, mate, I really don't think you should be doing that. He goes, oh, yeah, me either. I'll stop.
You know what, though? I will admit, as a man, there is nothing more annoying when you say to your wife, nah, you're wrong, and then someone backs them up. And then you've just got to make a decision. Am I going to admit defeat, or am I going to argue this one out till Wednesday?
I was like, are you kidding me? I've literally just said to you, you need to stop. And he's there still digging into it. No, I think I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. It's like they seem like it's the first time they've heard it when a guy says it. It's not like, oh, that's what my wife said. No, first time. Oh, wow.
Maybe you need to change your frequency for us to understand.
Yeah, maybe we're like dogs.
Yeah.
Really?
We just don't hear it at that
high pitch.
How's
it go with you with the girly voice then?
Everyone hears everything that I say.
Hey, from Everton Park, we've got Sarah. What do you think about this new term?
Oh, my God. Not only does my partner not listen to me, but my partner does the worst thing ever. When we're in a group of friends, I'll say a joke, and he will low-key hear me and wait 5 minutes after and repeat the joke. No one laughs at it when I say it, but when he says it, oh, my God, mate, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And I just get a look. I get a look like, yeah, I stole that.
So annoying, Sarah.
Every time. Oh. And we get in the car and I'm like, babe, you did it again. He's like, oh, did I? I didn't realise.
Yeah, now you're going to say, yeah, you're heap-eating me.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm going to come home and say it.
Alrighty, so do we need to apologise now, Stav? Is that what happens here?
No. Just stop doing it.
No, we need to stop doing it.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow, 7, 8 a.m. We're going to play. $10,000 is on the line to give you a little bit of help. Here are the letters.
Peter and Frank.
P for Peter.
And F.
And F for Frank.
Alrighty, that's tomorrow. Play 7 and 8 a.m.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
I never thought that I'd be in a place in my life where rating council parks was a thing that I did. But blow me down, there I am. And I go on.
Is it which one's most romantic?
No.
Is
that,
you know what you should write for? Brisbane Kids. They have it on their website where they rate all the parks of the best facilities, the best parking area.
You know what ones freak me out? The electronic ones.
Electronic what?
Toilets.
Yeah, they auto wash where there's a thing after a certain amount of time, all the water just sprays around the whole thing. It's like all stainless steel and it all sprays itself. My biggest fear
the park?
is.
The toilet.
In the toilet.
What?
Yeah, you press a button and it goes, pew, shuts it.
I think they stopped it because there was an incident.
Well, I worry that one day.
Because people were having showers in there.
Yes, I worry. Could you be in there and do that?
That'd be awesome. Well, if you don't have a home, people were doing it. So they found that people were living in there too.
Hmm. But it turns out that is where I am in my life. And there are certain parks that are better than others. But there is something that the council is skimping on that has caused outrage in mothers across Brisbane.
And fathers.
Oh, I don't care. and that is hand wash. Lack of hand wash in the public toilets at the public parks. Now, there was a mother from Paddington. This is actually the park that I go to. This is one where yesterday, if you were listening, I was handing out campaign ballot pamphlets to people in my neighbourhood.
Peace be with you and also with you, Stav.
Name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit.
But apparently, it's not just that park, which it is a great park. We call it the Pencil Park because there's pencils there. That's how kids' minds work. But there's no hand sanitizer in the toilets. The thing that annoys me about it, there isn't any hand sanitizer, but there's a Sharpie bin. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I don't imagine people who shoot up in toilets wash their hands. That's probably not their main concern.
That's the thing, that they should. Do you know, if anyone should, it should be them. But yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Because I'm of the opinion,
at Paddington, they must all have toilets, but in Carina, there's a lot of parks that don't even have bathrooms.
Most of the ones in Paddington have that guy who hands out the towel and gives you a mint.
And gives a little, yeah. I thought that's how you lived over there. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. No wonder
sometimes I go there for the caviar.
No wonder. The butlers obviously run out of... No, I take hand sanitizer with me everywhere. So if the kids go anywhere, I'll get them to hand sanitize it.
I go one step back from that. I'm more old school. Like, if she wants to... Kids need to get filthy these days.
Yeah,
if
they do, but they don't need to rub their hands on other people's issues in bathrooms. That's taking it one, two hand. Because then, does she have snacks at the park?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
When I thought you'd be with me on this one. You're always the one that goes, oh, we're breeding cotton wool kids and they don't get dirty and they don't get allergies.
Yes, but I don't get my kids to go and lick a toilet seat and say good luck to you.
I don't think I mentioned that. I don't know how you know that I do that, but I didn't mention that in the right. Specifically, I didn't mention that. She doesn't lick it, but she'll pee and then she'll go. And go. She doesn't, but there's no like, what are we getting to the point where they're like surgeons going to the surgery? They're doing that hand scoop thing and then they're not allowed to touch the doors before they go out because it's all... Because that's the thing. You wash your hands and then you touch the public toilet door, you're just undoing all the damage that you've done anyway. So what's the point?
I think the reason that they're outraged by it is because here in Brisbane, we've had a flu epidemic.
Mm.
And there's been so many people with flu that when you go to those parks, it seems to spread. So that's why they want that there. To stop the spread.
I just think it's
Did
a great...
Did you read the full article?
I skimmed it.
Yeah. It's actually... This could be good for us, guys.
Why?
Because it could be like, you know, you come home with a cold sore. Someone's like, how'd you get that? I was at the park. Didn't have any hand wash. I must have, you know, spread it that way.
How are you getting cold sores?
It was at the park. No hand wash.
Now, you can join the show at any time, 1310 6. Are you... Wait a second before we get to Christy from Crestmead. Are you still getting the cold sore in the public toilet? Is that...
You don't know.
Okay, Christy from Crestmead. What are you calling about the public toilets? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think definitely they need hand wash in the toilets. I walked in there last week to blow my nose on a little tiny bit of toilet paper and woke up the next day sick as...
Oh. Well, you've just changed our mind on everything, Christy.
And I'm still sick today. That was over a week ago.
You hit the nail on the head. You're a mother and you carry around hand sanitizer, though. Do you have kids, Christy?
Yeah, I do. I have four kids and I didn't even think about it this day. I was assuming there would have been something in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's always the one day that you don't pack it that you need it.
Yep, that's it.
The other thing, I will say this about public toilets, and I didn't, because when you're not a father or a parent, you don't notice. You go in and you use them occasionally, and you don't notice. But when you take your kid in there, you realise how filthy they are.
Oh, yeah,
you know, they are. Yeah, they are disgusting. I think we should go back to yours. I've never heard of this self-washing toilet before in my life, but that is an amazing idea, and I want it in my house.
They're amazing. Graham Quirk will sort it out once he does the bus issue. There's some money left over. He can just do electronic toilets.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Are they?
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's got it made in the shade because he's got a trade. He's good with his hands. He's a manly man. He's a lot of fun and he rocks a man bun. It's Abby's husband, Scotty Too Hottie, on for Tradie Chat Tuesday. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Abby, my bud, man. What's happening?
Nothing much. What's happening with you?
Hanging in the shade with my man bun, y'all.
He's trying to put on a cool voice. Morning, hon.
Good morning, sexy bum. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Scotty's going away this weekend.
So he's being extra nice.
Yes,
I
exactly.
Yeah, extra nice. Got to do this, guys. You know how it rolls.
Yeah. You're off to the, they part the points. You're off to the AFL Grand Final in Melbourne.
Yeah. No, thanks to you, Maddie, can't organise shite.
Mate, I told you I knew a guy who could get tickets, and then you expected me just to book the whole bloody trip for you.
Yeah, well, come on, mate. You're just like me, mate. Can't organise it.
Yeah, okay.
Don't say that. I know what he always says.
Me too.
You're right, I couldn't. I never have cash on me, and everyone knows you can't use credit card in those places.
That's right, brother. That's right.
So how's it all going? How's the organisation of the boys' trip going, mate?
See that lovely lady, girl, sitting next to you? She's basically been doing everything for me. As per normal.
This has been hopeless. On Saturday morning, after they won on Friday night, on Saturday morning, we were at this like media brunch thing. Scott was on the phone for like 4 hours, nonstop answering phones. I will turn it up, babe, because they were so ridiculous. They've known about this for a while. Like, they've anticipated it. They've managed to get the tickets, but no accommodation, no flights. So a group of guys trying to organise it.
I might interrupt you there.
Yeah, go for it, babe, go.
Well, you know, I've had my flights booked for a couple of weeks, thanks to you again. But Benny and the boys, because I'm going with her brother, they organised to get a car over. So they're driving over. But, speaking to him on Saturday, he's told me, just book anything you can get, book anything. So I said to Abby, just book something. So we did book it, and then he rang back and said, oh, that's too much. I was like, oh, Jesus. So, yeah. Blokes just can't organise nothing, really, without having a whinge.
You're going to be at a YMCA backpackers, aren't
that's
you?
That's what Scotty wants.
Yeah,
that's
what I sort of said. Yeah. Not going to probably sleep anyway, so.
Scotty just wants to hire a locker in the airport.
Yes, that's right. That's nothing wrong with that.
No, but the other guys don't want to. They want accommodation because they're going Friday and Saturday night. And then one guy sent a text going, what did you book? Is there a couch for me? I was like, book your own accommodation.
isn't there one guy that doesn't even have a ticket?
Oh, no, that's our producer, Abby. She's got a friend who is a Crows fan also, has flights but doesn't have a ticket, and he thinks he can just buy one at the door.
See,
well, he's dreaming.
Yeah.
Friendships always work best in a North Korean style. You have to have one dictator in every friendship group because they do all the organisation. Yeah. They say, everyone, this is how much it is. Here's my BSB and account number, and you whack it in there.
Yeah. But I think the opposite's true, though, might be for your mates too, Scotty, is that we don't care. Like, if it ends up that we're sleeping on the side of the road because we haven't organised, we're like, well, that's what's happened.
Imagine that on a girls' trip.
That's what, we can deal with that. Yeah.
Trips
Who organised your trip down to the Sharky?
Yeah, that was my mate Dan, but he was passionate about it. And his wife did most of it. But he literally, he called me, said, I've got this idea. And then he called back 2 hours later, said, it's all booked. And I said, I haven't even checked with my missus. I haven't checked if I've got holidays off.
Kim Jong-un style, bang, it happened. You had a great time.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is, Maddie? All these guys that are going, all their partners are Kim Jong-un. I can't believe I just called myself that. But that's why. So it's a group of guys with passion for the football but can't book anything
else. You and him have very similar haircuts. You're right. 13, 10, 60. Let's see if Scotty's group of mates are the only ones out there.
Yeah. Boys trip.
There's plenty of us.
Booking balls up. Oh, there's a lot of bees.
Yes.
There's a lot of bees in there.
Booking balls up.
Okay. Yeah. So whether it's been like the Bucks night and you've tried to organise something and maybe you all went, there was no accommodation booked.
Yep, 13, 10, 60. Let's open up the phones to it right now. Let's see just how bad this trip could end up this weekend. Scotty, as always, pleasure having you on, mate.
Nah, awesome, guys. Thank you very much. I'll speak to you after the big dance.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will. Go to Crows.
Right. Go Crows.
Lachlan from Logan, what have you got for us?
Yeah, hey, fellas. So a couple of years back, a couple of mates and us went to Harvey Bay for Bucks night, and it was all under his name because he worked for a hotel chain working at Bucks. We drove 3 hours and got there, and it turns out he actually got put in lock-up after he got into a punch-up.
So
we couldn't do anything at all.
So you couldn't get the accommodation or anything?
Nah, because it was all in his name, and he got taken away. So
was he the buck?
He was, yeah.
Oh, no.
But he still got married.
He still... Wow.
Well, you would hope so. He didn't, you know, do anything else. He didn't have a chance to.
No, that's it.
That's actually true. The missus would probably love that more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, your big bucks.
I don't know.
Playing.
It's a real...
Would you... Well, I mean, you'd be... It'd depend on the story.
Well, you got into a fight. I'd still be annoyed with that.
You'd want to know
the
backstory.
It's very dangerous.
You can't just go, hang on, you're in the lockup. All right, it's over.
No, you wouldn't do it over, but I don't say I'd prefer that than the Bucks night.
He was going to end up in jail either way. This way he just missed out on the fun part.
What did you guys do? Just drive straight back, Lachlan?
Yeah, basically just had to drive back. Like we'd been trying to call him on the way up to confirm it was all good, and we couldn't get through to him, so that's why we couldn't get through. It was in the back of the paddy wagon.
So the Bucks hadn't even started. No. He was...
I can't believe he wasted his one phone call calling his fiancée. He should have called the boys and told them that the Bucks night was cancelled.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
You guys both homeowners?
Yes.
You're more of a property mogul, you'd say?
No, I don't have a fear of debt, which is a bit of an issue. But I'm obsessed with real estate. Like, obsessed with it.
I own a mortgage.
We have a mortgage.
No, the mortgage owns you, bro. Yeah.
It's so true, isn't it? When you buy a house, you get so excited it's yours and you go, oh no, the bank owns it.
Yeah, they can take it whenever they want. So Esther and I, because we just moved back in December last year from Melbourne here to Brisbane, we want to throw down some roots. We're going to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's like 400 of us now, we're dirty breeders, we need space. And so we're trying to buy our forever home.
I've been suggesting they get a granny flat in the back.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you can put on granny flat. Councils always approve it and it adds value to your home.
Do they?
And your mum can stay there.
Don't worry.
You get a shipping container. It's all the rage.
Oh, that is rage.
My mum was watching the news the other day and said, oh, anything under 80 squares, you don't need council approval. So I don't need my mother living at the back of my house. All right?
It's perfect.
Build a granny flat.
Yeah. Pardon?
Maybe I should build a granny flat.
Who are you going to put there?
My mum.
Me.
I think it's called a man cave, huh?
Yeah, true.
Generally doesn't come with a kitchen, but good for you.
So we are house hunting at the moment.
Mm.
And I've noticed that it's very funny when you are looking for a house, how competitive it is and how people act when you are looking. Like, I went to one that we put an offer in on, and it was a nice, beautiful house. There was about 40 groups of people there on the day. And everyone, it was like being in a nightclub that was full of dudes and one woman was there.
Oh, really?
How aggressive everyone was being. Like, you know, running from, if you were about to walk into a room to have a look, someone would run past you first to have a look in there. Like, it was first in, best dress.
Do you want to know how to get rid of people?
How's that?
Well, my husband is a builder and he normally does the building approval. And once he couldn't go to one and I was there and I had him on FaceTime as we were going through and he was annoyed because he was building. He had something else on. He didn't really like the house.
Yeah.
So I had him on FaceTime and I was like showing that and he goes, is that asbestos? Nah, too expensive to move. I'm not going to do that. He looks at me and goes, well, that's low beaming. Nah, that's going to be too. And you could hear people listening in and they started coming around with me for the inspection. I was like, I'm sorry, he's a bit over the top.
You can do but all sorts of things left. With that. You can do, you're like, is that, oh, that's the murder house. Yeah, I saw that on the news. It's a murder house. Yeah, whole family.
I think I could still see the blood in the carpet there. So like, we have been doing that. Like, we're trying to balk people out on it. But the other day we went and looked at one that was like top of the budget. To be honest, we know we can't actually afford it.
But it was really nice and you get so excited.
Exactly right. So we had the kids in daycare. And we're like, so we're just going to go on our own so we look like some young professionals.
Yes.
We'll still drive the Captiva so it looks like we've got kids, so we need a family.
Yeah.
And I dressed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought...
No, you go the opposite way.
No, see, thought you dress up to go, yeah, he can afford it. Look at his gold watch.
No, because you don't want them to think you can afford it because then they ask too much. Scotty and I go in tracky dacks and we go with his broken down ute.
Yeah, but that you people... would anyway.
Yeah, we do. But people know that we stop out the front up. And then people go, they ignore you because they think they've got no money. So they ignore you, go around the house.
That's the thing. Everyone else looked like that.
Yeah.
But they were all rich.
But are they? Because I was walking around the whole time going, oh, God, I could pay with this thing in cash looking at these people.
Yeah. No,
but is that the trap?
Yeah, it's like that scene in Pretty Woman. Big mistake.
Big mistake. Huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
No.
I'm going about it all. Because real estate agents, they're friends with you. They're not really friends with you. But they'll want to know that you've got as much money. So if you're like... Saying,
you mean he's not texting me all the time because he wants to catch up for beers on the weekend?
Well, now I catch up with a few of them. But
is that why you asked to borrow my friend's boat?
No.
How are you going? Have you got any callbacks from offers then?
I'm going to do that. Imagine you've just got a yacht winched on the back
darling,
of your car.
Darling, we're just driving back from the Caymans. We thought we'd pop in and see this little house, this little shack. See if we can afford this shack.
Call Jacques and tell him to come and pick it up.
Yeah.
Take it back to the holiday home.
Oh, Dad, we forgot the jet skis. We've got to go back.
So you're saying, be honest, act POV the way I actually am.
Yeah,
and that's
we
the
always
way to go
do.
About it.
Like, I'm always honest. I'm like, you know what? We actually can't even afford it. We're just looking for it. I mean, they don't like that, obviously.
But they leave you alone.
Leave you alone. Yeah. One of them used to have free cookies every time we used to come. And he said to me, he goes, are you guys just coming for the cookies each week? And I was like, they're not bad.
Yes, yes. Yeah. By the way, rich people have great medicine cabinets. That's just one other sidebar.
What do you mean? What was
open
in there?
Open them as well.
What was in there?
What, don't you go through the cupboards?
I do, but apparently I don't think you're allowed.
What's the difference between a rich person's medical cabinet and mine?
I would say painkillers.
Really? That's real cool.
Yes, very, very good ones.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're any real estate agents I've been hanging out with of late.
Next time you go, take a stack of big issues.
And don't wear shoes.
Don't wear shoes.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
He's here.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee.
Can't touch you. Oh, look who's turned up this morning. Ricky Lee, hello.
Hello. Look what the cat dragged in.
Yes. You know what? I'm just going to say it felt like you died.
I didn't. I'm alive. I'm alive. Surprise.
new single, Not Too Late. It is available now. What have you been doing? Fill us in.
I've been working. I moved to LA, and as glamorous as that sounds, it wasn't. I was slogging my guts out and working in the studio every day, and finally, after 3 years, I got a good song.
See, I was playing to the boys before. I love it. I love a good ballad. I just, you know, when you feel like you can connect, and it's like any stage that you're going through in your life, you're like, that's me.
Yeah, everybody loves a fist-clenching ballad. Mm. I just love it.
I think you're right. Everybody does love a ballad except for the person it's written about.
True.
You know?
Yeah. True. That person usually gets the bum end of the deal.
Yeah. They should get 10%, right?
It's like Adele's ex. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're saying, wait a minute, where's all my royalties?
Mm. No, you know what? It's payback.
Mm.
It's payback.
It's a multi-million dollar payback. I like
it.
If I dated Adele, I would change my name by Depol to Orange and go, rhyme it with that.
See how you go. See how you go with that, smarty pants.
Good luck.
Hey, what's happened with the Young Divas?
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like you've gone on to be so successful, and at the moment they seem like they're having a bit of an issue. Paulini,
as in all of them personally, or as a group?
Oh, I'm talking about two in particular. Did you hear about Paulini with the driver's license?
I did.
Did you used to drive with her?
No, I've never been in the car with her. Thank God.
What's the deal? Because I don't know. I feel like it's just a little mistake.
She brought.
Well, there
someone.
Was a lot of them. There was a lot.
Have you ever seen her have a license before? Or
I mean, I don't like everyone that I met. I've never seen your license.
No, she doesn't card people.
I don't like walk around and be like, hey guys, can I see your
ID?
Come on.
No, what I
meant
was
a human ID scanner.
No, you know what I mean? Like, it just she would have. You've never seen her drive before, is what I mean.
No. When we did the Young Divas in 2005. Mm. It's a very long time ago, and. Like, we were never driving ourselves anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So there was just never really a chance to be like, hey, can I see your license?
Can I check your ID?
Check your ID before you step in the car? Mm-hmm.
So you haven't spoken to her since at all, have you?
I actually saw her last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Is she going all right?
I ran into her. And I didn't bring it up. It was kind of the elephant in the room.
Can I give you a lift somewhere?
In my head, I was like, hey. But no, she was happy and fine and normal and
cool.
She looks thin. She looks great.
Yeah. Well, we talked to her just recently for the Bodyguard that was in Brisbane too. So.
Oh yeah.
I actually saw the show a couple of months ago before all of this these shenanigans happened. And it was great. Mm.
Hey, you know what? You would have been in this because you were in the Young Divas and, you know, you've toured a lot, you know, performing and stuff. We're actually next week, we're going to test ourselves. We're doing what we call the bunker. And this week, an alarm's going to go off. And then when that goes off, the three of us are stuck in this studio for 24 hours broadcasting live.
Why do you do that to yourself?
Well, listen, we just want to see if we would survive each other.
Yeah, because we're talking about things happening overseas. You got North Korea, and we're like, imagine if something happened and we had to be stuck together. Would we be able to survive? Because it's fine
That's
for 3 hours, but after that, we like to get
Barely.
The hell out of here.
Yeah.
How
did you go doing it, like touring in a group with with chicks.
I hated it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Good thing. What a pep talk. Can we,
yeah, I mean, no, I'm as kind of, you know, loud mouth as I am, I'm a very quiet person and I like my, you know, my quiet time. And just when you're on the, especially when you're on the, on a schedule with other people and other people don't turn up on time and people are late and people are not respecting. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that annoys me. But if you're all just sitting in a room hanging out, that'll be fine.
Yeah, well, we're on air for the entire time as well. Mm. So,
God.
You know.
What are you going to talk about for 24 hours?
Well, we're going to theme it up. We'll do a drive show. Then Maddie and I did the Hot 30 together, so we're going to go back and do that.
Oh, my God, yes. But what about when it's like bedtime? Are you going to take shifts? Is one person going to go to sleep?
And then we're not going to sleep. Then we kick into talk back.
Mm.
You're not going to sleep for 24 hours?
No.
Oh, and what about food?
We get to bring rations in at the start.
Rations?
Yeah, because the world outside has been, you know.
Oh, so you have like, you've got the studio, you've got like a little survival bag.
Yeah.
And you have to, have to like ration it out over the 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
What about when you need to go to the loo?
We have a bucket in the corner.
If you need to do a number two.
We have a bigger bucket in the other corner. No,
we're allowed to go to the toilet.
Okay, yeah, because in a nuclear situation, that's the way that it goes, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Well, that would have to be.
Yeah, you get a toilet pass. We're not monsters.
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on. Kim Jong, whatever his name is, he's going to let people out to go to the toilet.
But you would have to, in that instance, in a bunker, that would have to be your first conversation. Wouldn't it? You have to go, all right, guys, what's the corner? Let's all agree on the corner.
I think if you'd built a nuclear bunker in preparation for nuclear holocaust, you would probably put indoor plumbing in it.
You would.
Yeah.
You would think you would.
That's Maddie.
Only an idiot wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we've got everything. We've got food, we've got TV. Where's the bathroom? Oh, shit!
Yeah, but can I... So, this is just getting really personal now. Like, when you have to go and do a poo...
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Like... You're in a little room. It's like I've been in, you know, this is not a huge studio. You know, noises and things when you're doing it. Like, what's the plan for when Stav's in the corner doing a poo?
Do you think that's personal? I give us till about midnight before we start thinking about repopulating the planet. Which brings me to my next point. What are you doing next week?
Well, what a drop in.
Ricky Lee, your new single, Not Too Late. It is available right now. Thank you so much for coming on. Lovely to see you. And we can't wait to have you back on anytime. You're welcome on this show. You know that.
Thank you so much.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Gomez. Got milk?
Got milk.
Got milk?
Milk make you burp.
Hey, how's this? I know that there has been so much talk about the sugar tax. Let's do the sugar tax. Stop people drinking it. And rather, it'll probably just make people spend more for it.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon. Just like they put a tax on alcohol, that's not going to stop anyone. You can't take away what people love, man. They'll just pay more.
But it is bad for you. Soft drinks are bad for it. And the biggest consumer of it is teenagers. So this is a new trend to try and like change over from soft drink.
Mm.
And it's a milk company over in the UK are now selling a sparkling fruit and milk drink.
That does not sound appetizing.
In an attempt to appeal to teenagers.
Fizzy milk does not.
Fizzy milk?
No, I don't.
Why?
No, I don't. I just don't like the sound of it. There's nothing better than a glass of milk that's just about to freeze. Not freeze, not with those little shards in there, but just about to freeze. Oh, that's good, but not fizzy.
You completely skipped over fruit-flavoured milk. So it's going to be... Fruit flavored.
Yeah, there already is fruit flavored, isn't it?
They're called milkshakes.
Yeah.
So no, it's like a fizzy milkshake.
Yeah, you can get a strawberry milkshake.
Yeah, I know, but that's fruit. No, it is not fruit.
Strawberry's
that
not
is
fruit.
It's just like a big old thing of syrup in it.
Strawberry's not fruit.
No, you know what I'm saying. Strawberry is fruit.
Yeah.
So when you say fruit flavoured, I'm thinking, are they putting genuine fruit in there?
Yeah, yeah, so when you go to Boost Juice.
Dickheads, I know. I'm not a moron. That's a smoothie. That is not milk. That is a smoothie. There is a definite difference.
It'll be a fizzy smoothie, I guess, is the thing. That's the revelation here. Not
I want, you know, if it's Pasito flavoured milk, then I will take it.
Okay. Hmm.
So they're making fizzy milk drinks as a replacement. It's a creation of
I'll sit over here quietly and let you two continue.
When you go to Boost Juice, you know they put milk with your fruit.
I get it. Okay, continue.
So it's a creation of a biochemist, and he said that it can be a type of milk as well with no fat in it, so it's recommended for teens. And then wait, come on, you're going to come on board. Come on board, Maddie.
I'm sitting, I'm listening.
Uh-huh. He suggests the drink could be used in cocktails.
Ooh.
Got my attention.
Now, I am a fan of milk and I'm a fan of fizzy drinks. I just don't think I like the thought of combining them, but we have thought about this, and everyone who has a soda stream in their house has tried through various times to put things in there that probably shouldn't. Everyone has tried at one stage to get a cask of goon and turn it into champagne. Don't pretend you haven't. You all have.
I don't have a soda stream, but you love yours.
So good. It's so good. You've got on tap sparkling water 24/7 till the gas runs out. Then
you You can't knock it until you try it, which means we have a soda stream outside the studio that Stav's about to go and whip up you a delicious fizzy. Are you going to put fruit in it?
No.
Hey, Maddie, there's no fruit.
Don't want to blow his tiny little mind. I've put it outside the
Bring me some syrup and let's find out how much fruit is actually in it.
But they put fruit in it. Okay, so we put it outside because
Fizz the milk, you geniuses.
I've got a feeling that this is going to explode, but we'll see. You got a banana there. I could bang that in there if you want.
Oh, good idea.
No, he's angry. Okay, here we go.
Bang it in your arsehole if you like.
Do you know
Go fizz it, go.
Do you know what'll cheer you up? Do you know what's going to cheer you up?
What?
Fizzy milk.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready? Okay. So here we go. We have the soda stream.
Fizzy milk.
Okay. So we're turning the bottle. There we go.
Do you have a soda stream, Manny?
Yes, I do have a soda stream.
Oh my god!
Yes, I joined the soda stream revolution.
Okay. And is it the big one on the top?
Is it the big one on the top?
This isn't my machine, so
okay. All right. Okay.
Give it up, mate. We still got to drink it. We're running out of time. Come on.
Radio.
It's gone everywhere.
Or it's very bubbly. I'm afraid it's it exploded. It exploded. He could have given me some warning first.
Yeah, they never do.
It's everywhere. Okay. Oh, that's
just drink it. Lick
it. You drink it and tell us what it tastes like.
No, I'll bring it in for you, buddy. Come on, don't be silly. We got to share this.
Okay. You got to share the beautiful nectar.
Okay. That was a mess. So it's exploded everywhere.
Bottoms up, boys.
Here we go. What do you think?
It is actually very good.
Yeah. Would you say more refreshing?
It is very good. It's missing fruit.
Of course.
But
no, I don't like it. It tastes like it's got aspirin in it. You know when you put aspirin in water? It's busy though. It did work. It's busy.
I like it. I think it's quite nice.
There you go. It's a taste sensation.
All right. There we go. I'm down with it. I like it.
Well,
I'm involved.
All we need now is a bit of fruit and you'll love it.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chandrasabhat gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Good to give thanks, isn't it, boys?
It is very good to give thanks.
Thankful for you both.
Oh, that was sincere.
Gritted teeth.
No, it's not. Some things we have to get off our chest. And that's why we do thanks, but no thanks. And this one, because we are doing a 24-hour bunker where we're going to be in the studio broadcasting for 27 hours, just us three. And Gary, who listens to the show, God, I love Gazza.
Yeah, Gazza's great.
He sent me this through Facebook. Hey, a little bit of research. The average woman or man releases on average a half a litre of pop-offs per day. Might want to take in gas masks. That's 14 times a day. That's three of you. That's 42 pop-offs in that room. Thanks. But no thanks.
I will say, though, in the 7 years I've worked with you... I've never been aware of you actually doing
it. I'm not a pop-offer. I don't even like saying the F word.
Okay, then. That's good. I'm glad you made that statement.
Oh, I have. Sorry, I have in front of Matty Acton. Yes, I did with him. And he was devastated because he said that.
I'll tell you. In my thanks, but no thanks.
I don't know.
Abby has said she doesn't pop off in front of people.
No.
Everyone knows when a girl gets to that point before you've been romantically linked, that's her way of saying there's no physical attraction here. In fact, if I was dying and the only way to save me was to be with you, still wouldn't. I'd rather be dead.
In fact, I even announced it.
She did. I've got the order on my phone I'm going to dig up for tomorrow's show. Right. But you haven't done it in front of Stav.
Don't turn that around. If you're going to turn that around.
Hey.
Oh, God. Look what you've done.
I'm upset because you think he's more. you're more attracted to him than me.
Not at all.
Thanks.
Thanks.
But no thanks.
Okay. Hey there. Ears. You're quite important.
Mm-hmm.
I need you for more things than most. Need you for hearing. Need you to keep my glasses on.
Oh, got it, yep.
Need you for cleaning so you get that nice little...
So good. You have an ear candled?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Are they supposed to be real or not?
I don't know.
Just roll it up in a ball of wax and flick it?
No.
Okay. Neither.
But when I'm on my phone and you decide to push the mute button, when I have not requested that conversation been muted, and it takes a good 2 minutes to work out what's going on, because you can hear them... They can't hear you.
Yes.
They think they can hear you. They don't know why they can't hear you. You haven't hung up.
You there? I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. You there? Yeah.
Sometimes my ear will just hang up entirely. Sometimes my ear will change the speaker output to the UE boom. That's a dangerous one. So I'm not saying I'm going to go all Vincent Van Gogh on you, but let's just turn it down. Thanks. But no thanks.
Wake up with Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
There we go. Podcast done, guys. Bit of extra business to discuss here if anyone's got any.
That was that a line from Pretty Woman before?
Yes, it is. Yes. Mm. See, I hate it when I repeat lines to movies because I don't deliver them the same way as you, that's so people right. are unsure.
Mm.
And you have never seen the movie.
Yes, I have. I've seen the first 40 minutes.
Huh. Why'd you stop?
I fell asleep.
Right.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Have you seen Pretty Woman?
I fell asleep.
This is a true story. My dad said, I'll take you and your friend to the movies during school holidays. And he didn't check the movie. And we said, oh, we want to buy some lollies from the candy bar. And he goes, no, don't be ridiculous. Your mum's packed roll-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hot day.
Roll-ups. What a choice.
It was a hot day. And we sat in the cinema and he was trying to get them out, you know, and they couldn't get them out. Anyway, so we sat there. Dad didn't realise what movie it was. All of a sudden, a prostitute comes on. And he's like sitting there. Then the sex scene came up and he goes, come on, girls, time to get candy.
Wasn't that raunchy, though, was it?
It was when we were seven. Yeah.
Oh, you were that young.
Yeah.
My gran took me to a delightful travel movie, Debbie Does Dallas. That did not work out well at all. Didn't see much of Dallas.
How about when I wanted to catch up? I wanted to catch up on Game of Thrones, and it was during the day, and I had my son and Finney, and I think he was then three, and I wanted to watch Game of Thrones. I'm like, he won't really understand. He'll just walk around and play with toys.
Then they killed a horse, didn't it?
And then it was a scene where there was a horse. And I was like, oh, look, a cute horsey. And he looked at the horsey. Next thing, they get a big knife, chop off its head.
That was
scarred you for life.
Is that the last episode of season one?
Don't know.
Because
maybe.
I know the scene you're talking about. That's where I watched Game of Thrones up to and I gave up after that.
Because you're an animal lover.
Yeah. What's the one thing that, can you remember being scarred from a movie? I remember seeing The Shining when I was too young. I was like 10 and it scared the absolute shit.
You are what you eat.
What's that?
That's Freddy.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy got fingered?
Yeah. No, Freddy.
That's another movie.
Did you see a horror movie as a kid that scarred you? Evil Dead did.
Candyman.
Yeah.
No. I never got scarred by anything.
Did you see any of those?
Yeah, I did. Saw that. I saw It, the original It.
No, that was pretty scary.
No, none of it. Maybe. I don't know. I'm pretty soulless. Like, stuff like that doesn't scare me. You know,
you're pretty.
Reality scares you.
Don't you know what?
You're right. Reality does scare me more.
Don't you go to church?
Yeah.
How can you be soulless and religious? Is that why you're religious? Because you know you've got no soul, so you're trying to do everything you can to get in heaven. Do you think you're going to heaven?
Oh yeah, of course I'm going to heaven.
What was the last charity you donated to?
The one that we forced him to remember. The cancer council.
We never
saw a receipt for that, by the way. Send it through. It'll be
fine. Very good point.
We trust you. Just send it through.
I don't trust him.
No, I might have given, I think I gave some money to the martyr's baby.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. We signed up for that. You do like each month? Well, then you'd know because it still comes each month.
I don't know. But I just sign it and it goes. No, I gave cash.
You're not allowed to give cash for that one. Why are you
maybe
lying?
It wasn't them then.
What are the grounds then that you think you're getting into heaven then?
At the last possible moment, he'll ask for forgiveness. That's how it works. I went to Catholic school.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't actually work.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You'd have to clear a day, wouldn't you?
You have to mean it.
Yes, but of course you mean it at the last moment.
No, you can't. You cannot.
Let's not get into I know religion more than you.
That is not what I'm saying.
I asked him what denomination he was. He said Christian. Yes, what denomination? Christian.
Sorry, I don't know as much as you do, Abby. We can't know everything.
Can you say forgive me and you go straight up?
I believe
If I mean it.
If there was the rapture.
If you mean it, yes. If you believe it.
If there was the rapture tomorrow, would you disappear and your clothes would be left
behind? What is the rapture?
That's when all the religious people, their clothes, they disappear and they go up to heaven. Oh. And everyone is left here and here becomes hell.
Is it fun hell?
Well, everyone's still here, so it'd be all right. Especially if, like, you know, some people, like, if Jenny from Accounts left.
Let's go. Sweet. It can't get any worse. That's what I always say.
Oh, you just jinxed yourself. Mm.
I've really gone into the religion debate here. What's happening?
Okay, we'll change the topic. Okay. So who are you voting for in the next election?
Trump.
You're not going to heaven.
Gotta go. Bye. Stab Abby and Matt with Usher.